Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3370BN. Today's date is June 4th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Biden Says Quiet Part Out Loud. What's the deep state final goal? Truth belongs to the people. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. You can see they are now pushing everything that they have at Trump, and the people, they're not buying what they're selling. Actually, the people are seeing the truth, and I do believe the deep state players, they are now panicking over all of this. Remember, from the very, very beginning, what did they want to do? They wanted to get rid of Trump. So from the very, very beginning, back in 2016, they tried everything. Russia, Alpha Bank's hoax, impeachment hoax number one, number two. They have four indictments on Trump. If you notice, everything that they have tried has made him stronger and it has waken up the people. Everything that they are doing is completely and utterly backfiring. And I do believe when they have the sentencing and they throw Trump into prison, I'm not saying he's going there forever, but again, if you're going to complete the mission of showing people that you're a political prisoner, you go to jail, you clear it all out, you have the Secret Service in there, and you show people, look, I'm a political prisoner. And you show the people that, look what he just did. He threw me in prison, now I'm going to appeal, and I'm going to get out on bail. But I was thrown into prison, so I am a political prisoner. Now, when people see this, the people, they wake up across the country, they wake up around the world, and the deep state, when they do something like this and it backfires like it is, can they continue doing it? They can, but is it going to work in the end? No, they're going to look at the situation and say, okay, this backfired on us. Now his numbers are going up. He has more people voting for him than ever before, and he might even get a lot more of the Democrats. This is not working out the way we thought. Now, they can do one or two things, or both at the same time. They can try to eliminate Trump. And we talked about this before. They can get rid of him, because think about it. This is what they've been trying to do this entire time. They've been trying to get rid of Trump. So I do believe they will make an attempt to remove him. Because if everything else doesn't work, what do you have left? You have assassination, and you have a major war to cover everything up. So I do believe they will try something like this. And I do believe this is going to backfire on them, because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. So if those things aren't really going to work and the assassination attempt doesn't work, what else do you got to do? Well, you got to remove the person that is destroying your party. You got to remove the person where their poll numbers are in the dirt. You got to bring in someone at least halfway decent. And you have to remember, the people right now, they're watching all this play out. They're not all for Biden. They know he's a liar. They know he can't be the president. They know that's why Merrick Garland is hiding the audio tapes. People aren't stupid. And even the D's, they're looking at this going, well, I don't want Biden, but I don't want Trump. Where else do I look? Now, I do believe the deep state players, they set this up this way so people would be lost. And when they introduce their new candidate, they could say, here is your savior. Here is your hero that you were looking for. Now, is this going to work? I don't believe so. Because what's going to happen come as we move down closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe there's going to be evidence that comes out against the Obamas, just like evidence came out against Biden. But this evidence is really going to go deep, and it's going to wake a lot of people up. And what's very interesting is that Biden, I believe he was out in Connecticut, he was doing a fundraiser, he said the quiet part out loud, that he doesn't want Trump to be president, even if he's not running. So he's already signaling that most likely he's not going to run. Now, once again, something might change. He might be stubborn. He might not want to give it up. But again, I do believe in the end, they're going to force him out completely. Now, what we are seeing right now is a couple of things in play. Yes, we have the D's that are trying to maintain control. And you have to remember, the criminal syndicate, they have many different levels. They have the lower level, which is like Antifa, the illegals, BLM. Those are their foot soldiers. Those are the people that are on the streets. Then you move up and you have the local level people where they introduce their prosecutors, the DAs, attorney generals, certain representatives in certain state governments. And then above that, you have the House of Representatives installed individuals. You have those that are installed in Congress. They receive their instructions. They need certain laws passed. They need certain things done. They need certain things blocked. And that's what these people are used for. Above that, you have those people that are instructing what's going on. You have Obama, you have Biden, you have Clinton, you have all these different people orchestrating, conducting what the deep state wants. And above them is all the unelected people that have been calling the shots. So you have the D's trying to maintain control, and that's what people are witnessing today. But when you look above that, you know that the deep state has a much larger agenda. It's not just about, hey, let's just keep the D's in power and this way we can control the country. They actually want to move the country to a place where they can destroy the Constitution, destroy the world as we know it. And yes, this includes the Green New Scam. This includes depopulation. This includes the Great Reset. So the question is, when you look at this, what is the deep state's final goal? Do they think you think they want all the people on this planet like this? Do you think they want the people to think logically? Do you think they want the people to question their authority? No, they don't. So their final goal is to actually depopulate, bring the people into these small little cities, make sure they don't travel, and make sure that they can't question anything. And the way you do this is you control the bank accounts, you control their electronic devices, you can turn off the electricity at any moment. That's why they don't want gas power things, because that's a lot more difficult to do. They want everything electrified because you can control things through the chips. You can control things through the electrical grid and you can shut things down. And they want to take this even a step further. So their final goal is much, much larger than just keeping Trump out of office. Yes, that's the first step, because if he gets in office, their entire plan goes down the tubes. And Trump, what is he trying to do? He's trying to show the people the truth, because the truth belongs to the people. And every step of the way, what are people learning? They're learning the truth. Yes, it's slow, but again, you can't just dump it on the people, because the people are, there's just too much information. And a lot of people don't believe things right off the bat. So you have to do this very, very slow. And I do believe all of this is just an introduction of what these people have done, like with Biden. People are seeing the crimes. People are seeing the 20 shell companies. People are seeing the money laundering. But again, this is just an introduction. The same thing with Epstein, the same thing with Nygaard, the same thing with the Obamas and Hillary Clinton. This is just touching the surface of where all of this is going to go. Because again, the truth belongs to the people, and the people must understand the truth. They must understand the criminal syndicate. So this way the people can fight against it and never allow this to happen again. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Hunter Biden. And think about what's happening here. He lied on a form to get a weapon. And this is a criminal case now, and he should go to jail. Now, of course, why are they bringing this case up? Number one, I do believe Obama is putting a lot of pressure on Biden to step down. Number two, I do believe they have to show that there isn't a two-tier justice system. So they're looking at Hunter going, okay, well, let's bring charges against him. You got us on this. And we'll show you that, look, here's the resident's son. We're prosecuting the resident's son. But do you really think this individual is going to spend time in jail? Or do you think he's going to be charged, but on these lesser charges? I do believe it's going to be a lesser charge, but they're going to convince everyone that, see, the law works perfectly. Now, once again, Trump didn't commit a crime. Hunter Biden did. And they're trying to use the phrase, no one is above the law. That's how they opened up the trial to the jurors, saying that nobody's above the law. But you can see that, once again, I do believe they're going to try to use this to convince people that there isn't a two-tier justice system. So if Hunter Biden doesn't go to jail, they're going to, the people are going to look at this going, okay, it is a two-tier justice system, but they're going to try to convince everyone that it isn't. Jonathan Durley, he put this out on X and said, "The Hill is out with my column on the Hunter Biden trial. The defense is increasingly looking like it is pursuing a jury nullification strategy in the absence of any viable defense. Perhaps Hunter put it best. The single best thing is family comes first over everything. I can't think of anything that has been more persuasive and played a larger part in my life than the simple lesson. The defense may be hoping that, for some jurors, family will come first over everything, particularly over the evidence." And think about who they're picking for the jurors. I mean, they're picking people that have, they have their brothers who have an alcohol problem. Another person has a drug problem. So they're trying to get people that are sympathetic to Hunter Biden. And you can see how they're trying to form this. It's very, very interesting. And the timing of Hunter's trial is actually very interesting. They just had one for Trump, and now all of a sudden they have this. And most likely that this is another show trial. They're going to let him off with lesser charges, and they're going to try to convince people that nobody's above the law. Look, it worked. And the people are going, wait a minute. He actually broke the law. He lied on the form. If it was anyone else, they would have been prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And remember, they aren't prosecuting Joe Biden. They're prosecuting Hunter. Joe Biden is running for president. Trump is running for president. Hunter Biden is not. So really think about this for a second and think about the charges that they brought against Trump and think about what Hunter did compared to Trump and think about how many years Trump is going to get and how many years Hunter Biden's going to get. I think people are going to see this and they're going to wake up. This is going to wake a lot of people up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that since it's an election year, you know what politicians normally do. They try to convince you that they're doing the right thing, even though they don't really care about doing the right thing. So they're going to use their political speak to convince you, I want a secure border. I want to make the economy better. I don't want war. And this is exactly what Joe Biden is doing right now. He's trying to convince the people that he's concerned about the border. Remember, for 3.5 years, Biden told the people he doesn't have the power to secure the border. Only Congress can do this. But he did have the power to reverse all the executive orders, stop the building of the wall, open it all up, allow people to come in, actually pick people up in other countries, fly them to where they needed to go, not vet anyone. And we don't know who's in this country. Criminals, that's who's in this country. But again, they threw away their IDs. Everyone came up here and Biden just allowed millions of people into this country. But now he's getting serious. Now he wants to stop this. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But remember, the people that he's bringing in here, they are criminals. And every day that passes, what do we see? We see criminal acts. Remember the migrant accused of shooting the two NYPD cops? Well, they had immigration case dismissed within a year of illegally crossing into the U.S. So they illegally crossed into the U.S. They are criminals of this country. Their case was dismissed. And they went ahead and they shot two NYPD officers. Think about that. And think about what happened out in Germany. That individual that was going around stabbing, that individual was an illegal. He was the 25-year-old Afghan man, and he has been in Germany illegally for 9 years. His asylum application had already been rejected in 2014. And now the police officer died out there. Now, remember, out in Europe, they've been pushing this very, very hard, and they've been releasing these individuals into all these countries. yes, it was happening here in this country when Obama was president. They were bringing people in. They had the cages built. They had white buses that were bringing and shipping people to different locations. And this was continually happening. I think at the time we had about 3 million people in this country. And if you look at the popular vote, when we had the election in 2016, Hillary won by 3 million votes. But Trump, he convinced the Electoral College and the deep state players. Hillary Clinton never saw this coming. She wasn't supposed to lose. And she did. And this is when the Patriots started to take back this country. But you can see Biden right now, he is now making the case that he's very concerned about the border. And he gave a speech saying that to protect America as a land that welcomes immigrants, we must first secure the border and secure it now. Now, remember, 3.5 years he was saying, and the White House press secretary was saying, that he doesn't have the ability to shut down the border. He doesn't have the ability to secure the border. Only Congress can do that. We need money to do that. And then people ask, well, he had the ability to undo all the executive orders. He undid everything Trump did. But now he wants Congress to do it. But now it's an election year, and now he can do it on his own. And what's very interesting during this speech, he said that I will never make fun of the illegals. I will never demean them. Wait a minute. So it's okay to do that to American people. It's okay to call them MAGA extremists. It's okay to call us clowns. It's okay to call us deplorables. It's okay to call us losers. It's okay to call us every name in the book. But for an illegal who's coming into this country illegally, we don't want to call them names. I mean, really think about what he's saying here. This should tell you everything you need to know about these people. They have been installed into these positions by the criminal syndicate to push their agenda. They don't care about the American people. And I think that's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Stephen Miller put this out and said, the border EO makes mass migration permanent, exempts child trafficking to ensure trafficked children are delivered to their U.S. destinations, funnels all surplus traffic to the ports via phone app for automatic entry plus deportation amnesty, leaves all 15 million new illegals here. Absolutely. Then Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, crooked Joe Biden has totally surrendered our southern border. His weakness and extremism have resulted in a border invasion like we've never seen before. Other countries have emptied out their prisons, insane asylums, and mental institutions and sent us drug dealers, human traffickers, and terrorists. Millions of people have poured into our country. And now, after nearly 4 years of his failed, weak leadership, crooked Joe Biden is pretending to finally do something about the border. But in fact, it's all for show because he knows we have a debate coming up in 3 weeks. And that is absolutely true. And again, it's an election year. And again, what do politicians do? They lie and they tell you what you want to hear during the election year. But just look at their actions. That's all you got to do. If you notice, Trump has not moved away from what he has been telling the people. His actions match exactly what he says he's going to do. And what's very interesting is that with everyone saying this and everyone saying that the border isn't secure, even though they told us for 3.5 years that it was secure, now they're telling us it's not secure, that we have a migrant crisis on our hands. But don't worry, he's going to secure it. The people, they realize that these are all lies. And what's very interesting about all of this is that the voters are now turning against Biden and turning against legal migration. Yes, people are against illegal migration, but now they're saying, you know something, maybe we need to slow this down and maybe we need to stop things and see where we stand on all this. Maybe we don't let people into this country until we have everything secure. And I do believe people are getting very angry and pissed off from all of this. And I do believe what's going to happen is they're going to say, you know something, before we let more people into this country, let's secure the border. Let's make sure our processes are in place. And then we can start to open it back up and say, okay, let's go through the process and make sure that these people are going to benefit the United States, because we don't want criminals in here. Would you let a criminal into your home? No. If you're going to bring in a worker, if you're going to bring in anyone, you want someone that's going to benefit your home. You're not going to bring in someone and say, okay, I hope you can fix this, and the person turns out to be a murderer. No, you're going to vet the person. Okay, do you have the skills? Can you do this? Can you benefit myself, my family, the house? Can you do this? You wouldn't just open the door and just let anyone in and without asking them questions. Well, again, the United States is our home. We shouldn't just be letting in anyone that just wants to come in here. We need to find out who they are. Are you going to benefit society or are you going to destroy society? Because we see what's happening out in New York. We see what's happening out in LA. We see what's happening in San Francisco. We see what's happening out in Chicago. Is this a benefit to our country? Is it a benefit to the neighborhoods? No. And remember, all the money comes from who? We the people. So yes, we need to vet these people. Yes, this country is an incredible country. And we can make it even better by bringing in the best of the best. Why would we want to accept criminals, human traffickers, child traffickers, those people that escape from the asylums? We don't want those people. But you could see Biden, he's going to give people here illegally amnesty because, again, they need him for the votes. They need him for chaos. Trump, he responded to this and says the following. Let's be clear. Joe Biden's executive order is for amnesty, not border security. After importing more than 15 million illegal aliens into our country and releasing countless criminal migrants who have brutally raped and murdered our citizens, this new order will facilitate the release of more illegals as quickly as possible with a smartphone app. The order also exempts minors from any enforcement, giving a green light to child trafficking and sex traffickers. If Joe Biden truly wanted to shut down the border, he could do so with a swipe of the same pen, but he never will because he is controlled by radical left Democrats who seek to destroy America. Biden's illegal migrants are ravaging our nation and have caused a crime wave in every state, as proven this week by the Venezuelan illegal criminal who gunned down two brave NYPD officers. The border invasion and migrant crime will not stop until crooked Joe Biden is deported from the White House. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is Trump, he let everyone know that he's committed to tracking down and returning missing migrant children who have entered the country under Biden's administration to their families. Unaccompanied alien children who cross into America typically get transferred to the Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement. Now, what's very interesting about this is that the New York Times reported that the office lost more than 85,000 children. Where are all these children? Where did they go? Think about it for a second. Are they being put to work? Is this child trafficking? Are they sex slaves? Where did all these children go? It's always been about the children. And now I think people are starting to see it. The people are starting to understand. Just like the people are understanding that the fake news is just that. It's fake. And the fake news is having a huge amount of problems because when you put out fake information and you lie to the people eventually aren't going to believe you. And what's very interesting is we see the Washington Post, they are in trouble right now. And we had the CEO trying to explain to the employees that the paper is in trouble. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, with the last year recording more than 70 million in losses and audiences declining of 50% since 2020, at least WAPO is still committed to things that really matter. Diversity would be a constant commitment at the paper, the most diverse masthead that the journal had. So they're very concerned about keeping diversity, DEI, as the paper is tanking right now. And it looks like the CEO is saying, listen, we can't head in this direction. We have to change this up. But the employees are saying, no, we need more DEI people. And it looks like the paper now is going to be in trouble. And it looks like they are now clashing with the CEO because the CEO sees where this is all heading. Just like the CEOs of all the other companies like Target and Bud Light and the rest. When you go up against the majority of the people, you're always going to lose because the majority of the people are your business. Remember, the trans movement, the LGBTQ, it's a very, very small percentage. And the majority of the people, if they don't like something, they can destroy a business in a moment's notice. And if these companies continue on, these companies will be destroyed because the people will no longer shop there. Remember, we don't need these companies. They need us to shop and buy their product. So they can push all these things. They can show anything that they want. But the people, they have the last word. Okay, that's good. You keep doing that. We're going to create our own companies. We're going to go buy our things other places. And that's exactly what is happening right now. And it's getting worse and worse for the deep state players. And since things are getting worse and worse for the deep state players, and we could see that Trump is leading in the polls, the people are behind him, you know what they're going to do next. And it's not just because of Trump. It's also because they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset. Their economy, their system is failing. And to restart their system, what do they got to do? They got to basically bring us to war to, number one, cover up all their crimes. Number two, rebuild the way they want it rebuilt. Remember, the central bank always wins. They pay for the war, then they pay for rebuilding the entire structure after the war. So they are always in a win-win situation. And wars, these type of wars, are normally controlled by them because they know exactly what they want to happen. Remember, these individuals, these leaders that are causing this problem, they're installed. And we know what they want to do here. They want to cover up their crimes. They want to destroy the Constitution. And they want to basically take the world and remake it. And yes, that is depopulation and everything else. So you could see Biden and the deep state players and those unelected leaders, they are now pushing war. And Biden is not ruling out boots on the ground if China invades Taiwan. We also see NATO is drawing up plans to send American troops to the front lines of Europe in the event of an all-out conflict with Russia. New land corridors are being carved out to quickly funnel soldiers through Central Europe without local bureaucratic impediments, allowing NATO forces to pounce in an instant should Putin's devastating war in Ukraine move further west. The plans are said to include contingencies in case of Russian bombardment, letting troops sweep into the Balkans via corridors in Italy and Greece and Turkey, or towards Russia's northern border via Scandinavia. So it looks like they're prepping and getting prepared for war. And this is how it begins. They put everything into place, and what do they have? They have a false flag. I do believe the false flag to start this war will probably be nuclear. I do believe it's going to get pretty scary. I do believe Trump said this a while back, and I do believe they're all prepping for this because we know where this is all going. They're going to push war as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. This is part of their 16-year plan because, again, if they see that they can't win the election because it's too big to rig and the majority of the people are with Trump and the change of batter that they bring in can't get enough votes and they can't cheat in the election, what else do they have? Yes, they can try to assassinate Trump. If that fails, what else do they have? All they have is one gigantic cover-up, and that is war. But again, Trump has the ultimate weapon. It's called peace. And it looks like their entire push with a new plandemic is not exactly working the way they thought it was going to work. Because I think now the people, they're starting to understand the truth and they're starting to look back in time and they're realizing that COVID was a plandemic and everything that they told us was a complete and utter lie. And the COVID didn't come from the wet market, even though that Fauci is continually lying. Even the New York Times right now has finally come clean. They published an op-ed suggesting COVID likely came from Wuhan lab and Fauci funded it. Absolutely. And this is exactly what happened. And what Fauci tried to do through emails is they tried to cover it all up. The cover-up always gets you in the end. But we could see that the true pandemic wasn't COVID. It was the bioweapon. The bioweapon was designed to give everyone COVID. The bioweapon was designed to make people sick. The bioweapon was designed to depopulate. Let's talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you Inside Your Pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits. parts. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getoliveone.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getoliveone.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice and have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getoliveone.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. To push infertility, the bioweapon was the plandemic. And you could see that now a lot of the fake news organizations, they're starting to admit this. And the UK's Telegraph, they have come clean. Front page headline reads, COVID jabs may be to blame for increase in excess deaths. That tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that tells you what was really going on during COVID is that COVID, the virus itself, wasn't deadly the way they're saying. Yes, for those people that have compromised immune system, those people that are much, much older, yes, those people, they were affected by it. They could have been cured very, very quickly by taking hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. But again, they didn't want that information out there because if that information was out there, there'd be no pandemic. And if there's no pandemic, they can't cheat in the election. And this is why they made up all these rules. Clandestine explains, the reason Fauci made up the 6-foot social distancing and mask wearing was to make the citizens fear being close to one another. They needed the public to fear voting in person. This opened the door to justify implementing mass mail-in voting, which the deep state then used to harvest millions of usable ballots to then drop off at contested swing states in the middle of the night to ensure Trump did not win. This is ultimately what Fauci and the Dems are hiding. COVID was a significant cog in a coup to overthrow Trump. And it was a coup that overthrew the duly elected president and overthrew the United States government. Now, Trump, he led them down this path because he knew that he needed to have them perform this overthrow, which is the insurrection. And this way, he was able to take control of the country. Remember, this is not about a 4-year election. Or let's just get Trump back in the office and everything will change. Well, that's really true. He spent 4 years in the White House. Yes, he made things a lot better. But what happened when the next person came in? They reversed everything. So just for him to get in office is not going to fix it. The way to fix it is you need to destroy the deep state players. And sometimes you need to do things that are out of the ordinary. You just can't be the president and just do everything. Sometimes you need to do it outside of the scope of being in the White House. And sometimes you need to take control of the situation so you can actually go after the deep state players. Think about what happened when the deep state overthrew the United States government. How much more power does Trump have? How much more power does the military have? This had to be done to destroy the deep state. Because let's say he won and he was in there for another 4 years. Well, do you really think he would have the ability in the White House to destroy the deep state players? No, they were in control of the swamp. He would have to drain it. Would the people be with him? No, the people wouldn't, because what did the people know? They knew nothing. They didn't see the criminal syndicate. They had no idea it was this bad. They were just expect him to do it all. But he couldn't because the deep state was still in control. The military wasn't. So that means NSA, CIA, FBI, DOJ, the mafia was still there. Now Trump, he turned this all around on them. He took control of the military, took the control away from them. Military intelligence is above all these organizations. And now he can wake the people up, have the people understand what the criminal syndicate is, have the people say enough is enough, and have the people with him, with the military, to go after the deep state players. And everything that he proposes now, the people are going to say, yes, do it. We need an empowerment act. You need to see everything the Congress is spending. Yes, let's do it. We need to get rid of the central bank. Yes, let's do it. You need to change the laws to get rid of the swamp creatures and the FBI, DOJ, and the rest. Yes, let's do it. But again, he needed the deep state. He needed them to actually go through with it. And you can see just by looking back in time that they had this all planned. Hillary Clinton put this out 7 weeks after the lockdowns. 7 weeks. Congress needs to act to make voting by mail the norm going forward, with the specifics outlined by election expert Mark Elias below to make it accessible for all. Think about what they set up here. They already knew they were going to do this. This was planned out from the very, very beginning. You don't think Trump knew the plan? You don't think the military knew the plan? Of course they did. Trump actually put it out on Twitter that this is exactly what they were going to do. He was telling the people. So when you look back in time, you see all the evidence of what they were planning to do, and you start to look at COVID for what it really was, and people start to put two and two together, and they start to realize, holy crap, was this really about the virus, or was this about the election? It was truly about the election. They tricked the people into thinking that this was a plandemic. They tricked the people by using the fake PCR test. And they were able to use the PCR test because they brought the revisions way, way out of scope, where we would just pick up all these false positives. If you notice, where did all the people die during COVID? Think about this for a second. Where did they die? Did you see the death out on the streets, all the homeless? Or did every single one of them die in the hospital? Why would they die in the hospital and only the hospital? Because the hospital got paid. If this was truly a plandemic and this was so deadly, you would see homeless people dead all over the place, but you didn't. You only heard of the deaths in the hospitals. That's where the counts came from. Why? Think about it for a second, because that's where they got paid. You were tricked. And it's hard to grasp, it's hard to believe, but this wasn't a virus the way you thought it was a virus. They tricked the people. They scared the people so they could cheat in an election. So if they can do this, if they can pull this off to overthrow the United States government, what do you think they're going to do this time? Because now they're fighting for the life. Now they know they don't have the people. Do you think they can cheat? No, I think they know they can't cheat. They're going to bring us to war. They're going to attack the infrastructure of this country. What's included in the infrastructure? The election system. They will go all out to make you think the country is heading towards war. The country was attacked. They're going to scare the living daylights out of you. I can't even explain what they're going to do, because you have to see it to believe it. Just like if I go back in time and say, hey, by the way, they're going to release a virus. They're going to close down the world. They're going to make everyone wear masks. They're going to say you have to stay inside. You're not going to go to work. Kids aren't going to go to school. Would that really scare you? No. When you experienced it, it scared a lot of people. This time around, it's going to be a scare event, and it's going to scare the people, and it's going to look very, very scary. You're going to see the fake news, you know, pushing it out there, missile attack, cyber attack. It's going to look scary. And this is the whole point of it, because Trump, throughout all this fear and throughout everything that's going on, he's going to continually say, I can have peace. If you notice, you're going to see that Biden, Obama, Michelle Obama, the fake news, the installed individuals, they're never going to talk about peace. They're just going to talk about war. Actually, if you look at what's happening right now with Taiwan and China and what's going on in Ukraine, have you heard anyone speak about peace? No, they don't speak about peace, do they? The only place they speak about peace is where they're losing, and that is with Hamas. That's when they say, let's have a ceasefire, because they realize they're funded terrorists. They're being destroyed. That's where they want peace. Other places, what do they want? They want war. Think about that for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we didn't even have to have the plandemic, because once again, Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine, and hydroxychloroquine would have actually stopped this whole thing. We wouldn't need a bioweapon. They wouldn't be able to cheat in the election. And this is why they went all out at Trump. This is why Trump kept pushing it, saying, listen, Hydroxychloroquine acts as a preventative measure, and it acts like a vaccine. And it's safe. It's been around for a very long time. And Fauci knew this. On March 16, 2020, Fauci received an email reporting China's success using hydroxychloroquine in treating the coronavirus. Fauci received an email on March 16 cheering the use of hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 in China. 4 days later, he chided Trump publicly for suggesting the same. But he knew this going back in time that it actually worked. There were studies that shows that it actually worked. And this should tell you everything you need to know. And what people are starting to learn is that we were told to trust the science, but it turns out there was no science that was used whatsoever. It was all politics. And people, they're starting to get it. They're starting to understand. Just like the people now are understanding what's happening with DEI, with CRT, and everything else. It's basically racism in reverse. And really, that's what's happening. And actually, the 11th Circuit, they voted 2-1. It says, Fearless Funds Entrepreneur Grant Contest open only to black women violates federal civil rights laws and the First Amendment. Of course it does. All they did was turn everything around. Just like they're turning everything around with this whole entire trans movement, how they hijack the LGBTQ movement, because they want to bring us to a place that is way beyond what people really think. And what's very interesting is you could see the difference. And every single year, all the corporations, they're on board and they do the same exact thing. And what's very interesting is Libs of TikTok put this out and said, every single year, this will never not be funny. BMW here in the country, well, they have the pride colors. BMW Middle East, nothing. Cisco, same thing. Lenovo, same thing. Bethesda, same thing. Why don't they put the pride colors out in the Middle East? Oh, that's right. This wouldn't work out there, would it? This is very, very interesting. But think about what we see here today. They're trying to convince people that men who dressed up as women, they are women. And those individuals can be anything they want. They could pick their gender. This is all being done for a very specific reason. And their end goal is something that is far beyond what people think. And what's very interesting is when you start to look at what they've been doing, where they're taking, you know, men who dress up as women, put the men in the women's prison, you know the outcome. They're going to rape the women. Having men dress up as women going to women's bathrooms, you know the outcome. Those men are going to be peeping Toms and they're going to rape women. And they know this and they don't care because their entire agenda is something completely different. It's their entire agenda is transhumanism. And that is actually their end game. And Laura Eboli, she explains it perfectly. She explains what their final goal is. Take a listen.
The final goal is to eradicate humanity as we know it. Once you understand the final destination, it becomes much easier to look back and identify the psychological conditioning, the biological tampering, the cultural grooming and the educational prepping that we have been subjected to for decades in preparation to making us accept a post-human future. It takes a lot of physical and psychological abuse to get an intelligent species like ours to agree to its own extinction. Most, if not all, that has transcended in the last 60 years was designed to get us closer to accepting such a dystopian reality. Whether you care to accept it or not, we live in a hyper-controlled matrix where our perception of reality is meticulously planned, managed, and executed in order to control and steer us in whichever direction they wish. And the direction is a post-human world. For this, they first needed to destabilize, dehumanize, and demoralize humanity through every means possible. The destruction of the nuclear family, children being indoctrinated by the state, abortion, the eradication of God and spirituality from education, life in megacities and away from nature, toxic food, air and water, social media, replacing real human connection and interaction, engineered financial crisis and taxation, endless wars and massive migration, stress, anxiety, depression, drugs and alcohol, constant fear-mongering, moral relativism as the new religion, and I could go on and on about how humanity has been influenced and forced to move away from all the things that give us strength, security, purpose, and meaning. A weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. Masculinity is under attack psychologically, culturally, and biologically. Women are being replaced in sports, entertainment, and politics by men pretending to be women. And children are being indoctrinated at school to think that gender is a choice. The transgender movement is not a grassroots movement. It comes from the top. It has nothing to do with people's freedom of expression, sexuality, or civil rights. It's an evil psyop with a clear agenda to get us closer to transhumanism by making us question the most fundamental notion of human identity, our gender. If you don't know who you are, if you already identify as a hybrid between a man and a woman, you will be easily convinced to become a hybrid between human and machine. Gender ideology is the 2 + 2 = 5 from George Orwell's 1984 dystopian novel. It's the final test to see whether we will follow the most absurd party line towards our own extinction. But 2 + 2 = 4. And no matter how you choose to dress, call yourself, or change your physique, will not change that. The sad reality, though, is that in the gaslighting process to get us closer to a post-human future, they have mentally and physically harmed an increasing number of children and young people, and it's only getting worse. This must be stopped.
And that tells you everything you need to know. So now you start to understand why they are doing this and why they've been pushing this very, very hard. Now take that and put it into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, smart cities, depopulation. You're starting to understand the control that they want. Just like the deep state players are trying to control who can see what and what people can know. And you can see that the installed people in government and the swamp creatures, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. And what's very interesting is we have these hearings that are going on in Congress, and we had Fauci up there. We now have Merrick Garland up there. I do believe Christopher Wray is going to be in a hearing. And if you notice, it's the same pattern with the criminal syndicate. I wonder if people are actually starting to see this. Remember, we're here in the United States. These people in Congress are supposed to be representing us. The people that are doing the jobs in Congress who were not elected but put into these positions are supposed to be doing everything for the benefit of the people of this country. And if you notice, the people that they bring to the hearings, they're always pushing back against we the people of what we should see or what we should know. And they're always against, and they make it very, very difficult to get anything. They don't want to hand it over. I think that tells you everything you need to know. It tells you that, yeah, this is the criminal syndicate. Because if you're truly a representative of this country and you're truly working to make the country better, you would say, no, you know something? This isn't right. Here's the information to be transparent. But if you notice, they try to block everything. They try to explain everything away. And they try to make you seem like you're an idiot for even asking it. But Matt Gaetz, he doesn't give up. He keeps going and going and going. And he had Merrick Garland exactly where he wanted him. And Colin Rugg put this out and said, Matt Gaetz goes off on AG Merrick Garland after he claimed Trump supporters who questioned the DOJ's influence on Bragg's case against Trump are conspiracy theorists. Gaetz asked Garland to provide any documents of communication between the DOJ and those prosecuting Trump, which he refused. After Garland gaslit, Gaetz doubled down by questioning him about dispatching Matthew Colangelo from the DOJ to Bragg's office. Gaetz, you had no problem dispatching Matthew Colangelo. Garland, that is false. Gaetz, he made this remarkable downstream career journey from the DOJ in D.C. and then pops up in Alvin Bragg's office. Do the math, folks. And he caught Garland many, many times. Garland tried to use these slick answers and Getz kept firing back. And again, if you think about it, they are put into place, and I'm talking about the deep state players, they are put into place to protect their own. And when you watch the hearings, that's exactly what they do. Now, if anyone is expecting, you know, accountability in these hearings, that's not going to happen. What they're actually doing is they're getting everything on the record. They're asking them specific questions because later on, when the evidence is produced, it's going to show that they lied to Congress. This is about building cases, and it's going to be used against them in the end. And we could see that the deep state players, they worked with each other to rig the trial against Trump. Wendy Patterson put this out, and it says the following. John Ratcliffe confirms to Maria that Trump's trial was rigged from start to finish, and that's election interference. Four prosecutors went to the White House and colluded with the Biden White House to go after Trump. Ratcliffe says Joe Biden is using these prosecutors as legal proxies to take Trump down at the ballot box. The Biden administration committed election interference under Title 52 and Title 18. Ratcliffe says that the trial was rigged just to give Trump the label of felon. Of course, that's what it was for. Is it working? No, the people are all for Trump. They know it's rigged. They rather vote for a felon than an actual criminal because Trump isn't a real felon. Because they interfered in the election. They made the charges up. And the statute of limitations ran out. So the people rather vote for Trump because it was a rigged trial than vote for an actual criminal. And Obama's the actual criminal. Hillary Clinton's the actual criminal. Joe Biden's the actual criminal. That tells you everything you need to know. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. The American people saw the Biden trials for what they are. Political hoax and election interfering. Attempt to keep President Trump away from the voters and confined to a freezing courtroom, the icebox. Based on these record contribution numbers and polling, it didn't work because voters understand the clear contrast between Trump's record of success and Joe Biden's failures. Unfortunately for the Democrats, their rigged political operation has backfired in an historic way, and Republicans are in the stronger position than to fire crooked Joe Biden and make America great again by electing President Trump on November 5th. And that's what this is all about. It's about taking back the country. And the only way people can take back the country is to actually have them see what the criminal syndicate is. You need to see the criminals. Because if you don't see the criminals and you don't see the crimes they have committed and how they're trying to stop Trump with election interference, because if they're interfering in election and they're actually rigging the trials, you don't think they can rig an election back in 2020? Of course, this is all playing into one another. Because if they're capable of doing all of this and releasing a virus to cheat in the election, they're capable of it all. Think about it for a sec. And that's what people are starting to understand. Wait until we start bringing in all the Epstein stuff and everything that has to do with Crossfire Hurricane, which I do believe is coming up because who's coming into play? I do believe it's going to be the Obamas. And what's very interesting is Trump, he raised a lot of money. The people were all for him. And he put this out on Truth. He says, this total comes after the campaign raised $53 million online in 24 hours, 37.6% of total haul and more than $2 million per hour since crooked Joe Biden and his New York henchmen secured their rigged verdict in hopes of swaying the election. The people rallied around Trump and the people are on his side. Because the people, they're getting it. They're thinking logically. They're understanding what's going on. So they understand that, hey, you rigged the trial. You're interfering in the election, which means you're very, very capable of rigging the 2020 election. And when people see what they're going to do during this election with war, attacks, shutting down the elections, people will have no problem understanding that they cheated in 2020. And I do believe since they can't cheat this time around, because I don't think the bird flu is doing what they want, they're going to have a change of batter. And they're going to have to give that a shot. And this is why Biden right now is being pressured to leave. And actually, he kind of said the quiet part out loud. And Eugene Daniels put this out next and said, Biden on Trump at fundraiser tonight. This is what Biden says. This guy does not deserve to be president, whether or not I'm running. Why would he say whether or not I'm running? Because if you're running for the presidency, then you're running for the presidency. I mean, he's saying he's running. Would Trump ever say whether or not I'm running or not running if he's running for the presidency? No. So I think he's saying the quiet part out loud right now. And you can see the deep state players, they are continually pushing the fake news to show that Trump is winning. And I do believe this is all on purpose to actually force Biden out of the running and allow them to bring someone else in. Overton put this out and says, CNN data analyst Harry Enten breaks down how voters trust Trump over Biden on border security and immigration by a whopping 27 plus points. So I do believe this is a lot of pressure on Biden to drop out, because everyone now can see that he does not have the votes. His poll numbers are dropping. And I do believe from the very beginning, they never wanted Biden. But Kamala Harris, she just didn't have the poll numbers. So now, this time around, they're going to put the person in place they want. Kamala is not going to be able to do it, but it's going to be a lot easier to swap Kamala out with Michelle Obama. And I do believe most likely that is coming. We'll have to see how this all plays out. Unless something else occurs, I do believe we're going to head down that path. But you can see that the fake news outlets like Rolling Stone and the rest, they are terrified of Trump winning, because if he wins, he might make oil cheaper. He might define gender. He might deport illegals by the millions. He might prosecute thousands of deep state criminals. That's what they're actually panicking about. And once again, you can see the deep state players, they're trying to make that sound like a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. And what's very interesting, as Merrick Garland was being questioned, he mentioned that they have an election threats task force, and that is in place. And I do believe they're going to expand this and actually use it to watch the polls. Now, think about this for a second. Why would they want to control what happened at the polls? Think about what happened in 2020. Did they have control over the polls then? Yes, they did. They put their people into place. So now they have an election threats task force. Are they going to use Antifa and others dressed up as Trump supporters? Are they going to use those people to make it look like there's threats on poll workers? Will they try to protect their own poll workers and push out the Trump supporters who are watching the polls? Remember what they did in 2020. They used the social distancing of 6 feet and they made people wear masks. This way, people couldn't be close to what was happening. So can they use the election task force, the threat of task force? Can they use that to keep the Trump supporters away? Because if they see Trump supporters threatening the poll watchers, they're going to say, oh, all other Trump supporters, you need to step back because those other people, they feel threatened. I do believe this is what they're going to try to do. Now, is this going to work in the end? I don't believe so. I do believe that what's going to happen is they're going to realize that they can't cheat in the election no matter what they do. They're going to try all these different things, but they're going to realize that, hey, it's not going to work. We're going to have to delay the election. And when we delay the election, we're going to have to create chaos. When we create chaos, and even if they, you know, go ahead with the election, which I do believe it's going to happen, and they use paper, we're then not going to certify the election. And I think their next plan is just to make Trump supporters angry. And I think that's what they're going to do. Because in the very beginning, they'll have the Trump supporters threatening the poll watchers. So they already have their people dressed up. Then when they can't delay it anymore, and there's an election, they will say Trump cheated and they won't certify the election, and you'll have the same people go out and riot. So it looks like they're already planning for all of this. But again, this is all about showing the people the truth, showing the people the criminal syndicate, showing that these people are capable of doing all of these things. And Scavino, he put this out on Esk, and it's going back in time, rock history. It's AC/DC, and this video is 5 minutes and 12 seconds long. And if you go back to post 512, January 8th, 2018, it says truth belongs with the people. And in the end, the people are going to learn the truth, just like they're learning the truth now with everything that's coming out. And people are going to learn a lot more. And I do believe after Trump is elected, he's going to declassify quite a bit. And the people are going to learn that the criminal syndicate, they've started wars, they've killed people, and they kept us in fear. And once the people see it all, the people are never going to allow this to happen again. And that's the whole point. It's not about a four-year election, about, hey, let's have Trump come in for 4 years. This is about taking back the country, removing the tyrannical government that set up shop here. And the only way to do this is to actually show the people and get the people to say enough is enough. And once you have the people, once you have the military, you can basically clean the entire country. And that is what is going to happen. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.